Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, hello, welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Basra Peites, three lines off the top of the Yom. Today we're going to resume our discussion regarding maintaining accuracy and honesty and integrity in terms of weights and measurements when buying and selling merchandise. Malkim shenahago lomed bagas. Simon ein ma'ainin. There are some people that always say this simonim. Ein ma'ainin. There are secrets that are certainly embedded in these simonim, which pretty much are a short form, reference to the topics discussed in the upcoming segment of Gemara. Simon ein ma'ainin ven goichin bagar. Damin uvelitra shloisha veasar nefesh mishkolis memachik avo leisasu layas. Okay, Tan Rabban, here we go. Minayin shein muichakin b'makim shegoichin. So if you recall, we learned in the Mishnah that there are different minhagim, various local customs when it comes to measuring goods. So let's say you have a place where they are goidesh, which means you measure with a heap. So you measure flour in a measuring cup, and you add that sort of bump, that heap on top. That's the local minhag. So how do we know that we're not meant to switch that practice? So even though the buyer is okay with it, he's meichel. He's allowing the owner to be meichel, which means to sell him a smooth top instead of adding the heap. He shouldn't be doing that because the fellow standing online might misinterpret what's going on. He might assume that this is the accepted norm, the accepted minhag, and when he goes and sells, he'll mislead his buyer and force him to accept a flattened measure. Minayin she'ein meichakin b'makim she'goydishin. If you're meant to be goydish, don't be meichak. And vice versa, v'ein goydishin b'makim she'meichakin. Even if the seller is okay with it, he should not add the heap if the custom is not to. How do we know this? Tamad lo'yimar eifa she'leima. Pasuk instructs us to use a filled measuring cup, a properly filled measuring cup based on the common practice, which will ensure integrity and honesty. But let's say, take it a step further. He says, I'm going to add to the price if you give me a little more. Or the seller offers to deduct, give him a discount if he allows him to flatten it instead of heap it. He shouldn't be doing that either, for the same reason. Let's say he says, I'm the seller, I'm going to just flatten it, even though typically they heap it. I'm going to deduct from the price. Or alternatively, the buyer is asking for an extra heap, where they typically don't do that. Add to the price. How do we know we don't do this? The added word v'tzedek tells you, be extra careful to avoid any sort of trickery, any sort of cheating, any sort of ramos. As Rosh Bam says, people will see what he did, but won't realize that he gave him the discount or he added to the price. Likewise, we have a parallel discussion regarding weights, regarding scales. So once again, we have two common practices. One would be to do a balanced scale, exactly equal, which obviously obligates the seller to give him a bonus on the side, as we learned yesterday. He's supposed to add a little more. But in terms of actually weighing it, you do it a balanced way. Or you can do hachra, which means imbalanced, a lopsided way. Give him a little extra in the actual weight. So either way, you're meant to follow the minhag hamakim and not deviate from the local norms. Tana rabbanu minayin shein ma'ainin. You're not meant to do an exact way b'makim shemachrin if the accepted norm is to do a lopsided, imbalanced way. Vein machrin b'makim shemainin, likewise, vice versa, you shouldn't be lopsiding it if the minig is not to. Tamaloymar, even shalema, you meant to have a complete stone which is used as a weight, basically a proper way. Umenayin shemamaharini ma'ayin b'makim shemachrin, what if he offers to give him exact where the minig is not to? So I'm going to give it to you exactly and not any extra, but I'm going to deduct from your pay. give him a discount on the rate. Or if the buyer offers to add to the rate, if he gives him an imbalanced weight. We don't allow this time. The Pasuk says, lo yelcha bebeischa, Pasuk in Dvarim Chav Hei Yudalad. Lo yelcha bebeischa, one should not keep in his home eifa ve'eifa gdoilo k'tana, two measuring cups. Both are meant to hold an eifa, but actually one is bigger than the other. Why? The large one he uses when he buys materials. The small one when he sells. That's dishonest. Lo yelcha bebeischa. Says the Gemara, Idrasha, one may think, one may be tempted and think that this is going to get him extra bracha, extra parnas, extra income. It's actually just the opposite. Lo yelcha bebeischa. Bracha will be lacking from one's home. You know why? Because he has this double system, because he's dishonest. And likewise, the next pasuk says when it comes to weights, lo yelcha bekischa, you will not have in your pocket. You will not have parnasa, chas v'shalom, ma'atam, for the reason is, mishum evan v'evan, because you have this double system. A heavier stone, a lighter stone, one you use when you buy, one you use when you sell. Aval, but, if you conduct yourself with integrity, don't think you're going to be missing anything. Just the opposite. Evan shlema v'tzedek yelacha. If you actually keep proper weights and proper measurements, and deal honestly in business, eifa v'shlema v'tzedek yelacha. Then you'll have abundance of parnasas. Rashbam brings the Gemara Nida. Mayas adam vis asher. What's a school of her wealth? Not cutting corners or cheating. Actually, just the opposite. Yisav yitin be'emuna. Conduct yourself with emuna, with honesty in commerce. Tana rabbanon. Yilchos. Here the pasuk is addressing the local council, the bezin, who are meant to appoint officers to inspect the weights and measurements. You know, they have in many countries, they have a ministry of weights and measurements to go around and inspect, and they put their certification on, you know, commercial scales to make sure everything's run accurately and properly. So this is an instruct to the bezin. Yelocha malamed shemamidin agardimin. These are the inspectors. They appoint these officers, lamida is to ensure that the weights and measurements are accurate. Vein mamidin agardimin l'sharim. But there's no need. They don't go ahead and appoint officers to regulate the prices. Because, as Rashbam says, look, it's a market economy, do what you want. Charging too much, they'll go to your competitor, that's okay. The Bezin doesn't have to get themselves involved in this. However, the Benyasiya, the Nasi's household there, they decided to regulate prices as well. Okimu Agardim and Ben Lamidis, Ben Lasharim, they had the Agardim running around, inspecting and certifying weights and measurements, and also the prices. They were controlling the markets. Amli Shmuel, so Shmuel turned to this person called Karna, Lekarna. Puk Tanilu, go and teach them. Set them straight. It's not in place for them to get involved. Ma'amidin agardim and only lamides, but not for the prices. Vein ma'amidin agardim l'sharim. Okay, Karna went out and found these people. And what did he tell them? Nafak darash lehu. He told them, actually, they're right. He supported their position. Ma'amidin agardim. You meant to appoint officers for both purposes. Bein l'midays, bein l'sharim. So he sort of switched the message. And when Shmuel heard about this, he wasn't very happy. Amalei, and he turned to Karna. Mashemcha, what's your name? Karna? Right? So he said Karna. Typically, Karna be'enid, a keren, a horn, some sort of flesh, growth, should come out from his eyes. And that's what happened. Nafkale Karna be'enid. Interesting, that was his name, Karna. Now Karna, who taught them otherwise, who taught them that in fact their approach is correct. Where was his source? What was it based on? Kiyoda Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, yep, ma'amidin agardim. He meant to appoint officers, bein lemidays, bein lesharim, for prices as well. You know why? V'yipnei haramayin, Rashbam explains in one pshat, we're afraid of cheaters, who might trick their clients into thinking, look, we're selling high because, this is more than a pound, right? They'll pretend that the quantity was increased and therefore they have to charge high, which is obviously a trick. So we appoint price regulators as well to make sure things are running honestly. How does one go about selling, a piece of meat, a litra of meat, a certain weight, let's say, pound, right? Shekel le litra. That's exactly what he does. He takes a weight, which weighs a litra, puts it on the other side of the scale, and there you go. That's a litra of basar. If he wants a chatzi litra, shekel le chatzi litra, he does the same thing. Revi'a litra, he's looking to buy a quarter of a litra, shekel le revi'a litra. So he weighs them up a quarter. Mike Mash, what's the point of this price? I mean, it's pretty obvious. You ask for a half, you get a half. The maskininan maskli adhachi, to teach us that the Chachamim instituted, they were masakim. You should have a litra weight. You should have a stone which weighs a half, which weighs a quarter, but not below that. And Rashbam explains, because you go too small, it might lead to confusion. Since it's not so common to use the smaller weights, people might confuse them, mix them up, misidentify them with larger ones so you can actually cheat your customers. So that's the bottom line. Go all the way down to a quarter, but no less than that. Tana Rabbanan. Suppose a fellow walks into a butcher shop, he's asking for 3/4 of a pound. Two ways to do it. You can measure him up a quarter, a quarter, a quarter, which actually works to the detriment of the seller because ultimately he's going to give him a bit more. You can't be mitzamtzim, you can be exact. So he's going to add a little more each time. So 3 bonuses is a lot. That's not fair to the seller. Rather, you should sell him the whole bulk at once. So lo yomer lo, you shouldn't ask him to weigh him 3 separate pieces. Shkolish shloisha rivi litra, sell me, you know, 3/4 achas achas, a quarter at a time. Ella, rather, the correct way is shekel litra. Umalniach rivia litra mabasa. Shekel litra means he takes a weight, which is a litra, puts it on one side of the scale. On the other side, he takes a quarter of a litra plus a piece of meat, which gets you 3/4 of a litra of meat. So he does it in one shot in bulk. Tana Rabbanan. Likewise, Hayo mevakesh mimenu eser litrin. He walks into the store to buy 10 liter. He shouldn't be asking him to do it him one at a time. Lo yemer lo yishkoli achas achas. He shouldn't be selling it to him incorrectly. One at a time, vechreya, with the extra that comes along with it. That's unfair. Elo shekeli kulim bas achas. Rather, he sells it to him all at once, in one way. Venoisen, echrei echad the kulim, with one bonus for the entire, single weight. Tana Rabbanan. Here we speak about the proper way to configure scales. And it's all based on the specific particular function of this specific scale. Size and configuration. And the Chachamim determined this is the correct, proper way to configure scales, which leads us to a proper way, an honest transaction, and is fair to all around. Tana Rabbanan, nefesh mo'iz naim tluy ba'avar gimel tefachim. So you have a large jumbo scale used for weighing metals. So this fellow, this scale, he's got to be pretty big. So firstly, you have to know that you have to keep it off the ceiling at least 3 tefachim. So the nefesh here is the rope or whatever, the handle. So you have to come down 3 tefachim at least off the ceiling to allow for the scale to function properly. So let's say he's going to weigh something and he's going to tip it a bit, right? As we learned yesterday, you need to do a little tip, right? It's called a echreya. So this gives you the opportunity to do a proper echreya. By the way, I'm just thinking maybe that's where the term tip the waiter comes from, because they used to tip the scales, right? That's the little extra that you have to give him. Sadeik mishal chavetein loy. So 3 tefach clearance off the ceiling, and likewise 3 tefach clearance off the floor, right, to allow for a proper slope. Ugvoy ben or shlesha tefach. What about the kana umisna shalah? What about the kana, the horizontal pole, sort of the shoulders of the scale, and the misna, the ropes or the chains hanging down, which hold the cups on bottom? How long are they in total? The ropes and that pole. Shnei masat tefachim, 12 tefach. Now we go down inside. Mishal tzamar, mishal zagogan, the scale meant to serve the wool dealers and the glass dealers is meant to be a bit smaller. Tluya ba'avar shnei tefachim. Ugvoyim en oros shnei tefachim. Needs to be at least 2 tefach off the ceiling and 2 tefach off the floor. You need that much clearance. V'kana u'misna shalot has tefachim, and the pole and the strings, total of 9 tefachim. So it's 25% smaller than the previous one. Next step, v'shal chanvani, v'shal balabais. What about the grocer or the fellow doing business at home? Tluya ba'avar tefach. Needs to be a tefach off the ceiling. Ugvoy ben aris tefach off the floor. Bekana misn shalosh shishu tefachim, and a total of 6 tefach all around. Vishal tertani, this fellow is a jeweler selling precious metals. He's got a real small one. Tluya ba'avar shlosh etzboyes. It's going to be 3 etzboyes, 3 finger widths off the floor. Ugvoy ben aris shlosh etzboyes, and 3 figure weights off the ceiling. V'kana v'sna shalani yadeh. I'm not sure, says the Tana of the Brisa. I'm not sure regarding the total length of the pole, the cross pole, and the strings on the sides. So we discussed the wool dealer, the glass dealer, etc. What about that first scale? What was that meant for, the jumbo one? V'lach kamaisa demai. What's that for, says the Gemara. Amar Papa dig rumi. This is the fellow who mines copper. It's meant for precious metals. You need a real jumbo-sized scale. Amar Manuel Patish. Kederuch she'amru lini nisuran. Just as the Chachamim regulated the, you know, size and configuration of scales regarding commerce. So if it's not done this way, you shouldn't be using it. Kach amru lini tumasin. The same applies to the tumah status of these pieces of equipment. Meaning if it's not properly configured, it's not functional. It shouldn't be used. Not allowed to be used. So therefore, it's not considered a vessel. It's not considered a kli regarding susceptibility to tumah. Tamakamu tumah. Ask Sigmar, that's a Mishnah already. My kamashim, what's the point of Ramani teaching us this halacha tanina? We already have a Mishnah and Kalim. Sachas Kalim, chutma znaim shal chanvoni, shal balabatim tefach, right? So the string, the handle holding from which the scale hangs off the ceiling, needs to be a tefach off the ceiling, as we just learned in the Brisa. So it's a Mishnah, which tells us that otherwise it's not mekabel tumah. Answers the Gemara. There are more details in the Brisa not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's the point over here. Kano misn shaloi, stricha leid, let none. The point here is to add that the kana, the cross pole, and the ropes coming off the sides also have to match perfectly. Otherwise, it's not a functional entity and not mekabel tumah. Tana rabbanon. Ein oisin mishkolos. So regarding, you know, what type of material should be used in making weights for the scales. You meant to use something which is durable, which is going to stay accurate all throughout, not the metals which wear off and you know, loishal bats. You shouldn't be using this bats, loishal aver or lead, loishal gistroin, which is basically a sort of a composite of metals of some sort. Loishal shar mine matchos, other types of metals. Aval oisu shal tsumo shal schuchis. All these things that Rashbam says wear out and eventually lose their accuracy, but you should use some hard rock or glass, which is durable and retains its weight. Tanu rabbanan, ein oisin hamachak shel dlas. What about the sort of ruler or this block of something that you use to shave off to flatten out the the cup of a flour? So let's say there's no goydish, it's a place where they don't have the heap, so you meant to keep it flat. How do you flatten it out? You have to do it in a way where you're not going into the kli, but you're not floating too high above, something in the middle, so you shouldn't be using dala, some sort of pumpkin material. It's too light, it's going to float above, and that's going to end up leaving the buyer with more than he deserves. Meshul kal. On the other hand, v'lishal matechas, you should not be using metal, because that weighs into the kli, and that's going to shave off some material. Meshul machbid. So use something in the middle. V'yiseu shal zayis, use some olive wood, v'shal egoiz, walnut wood, shal shikma, shal shkaroya, these woods are perfect for this purpose. Tanu rabbanan, ein oisin asamachak. Likewise, regarding configuring this block, this sort of ruler, you should make it even on all sides, not one side narrow, another side thick. Ein oisin asamachak tzide echad av, v'tzide echad katzar. One side shouldn't be thick and the other side thin, because you know the thin side is sort of going to dig into the flour and end up taking out more than it should. Rather, it should be an even block. And how do you smooth it across? Slowly and efficiently. Lo yimchaik bevas achas. You shouldn't do it like in a quick motion. Why? Shamechik bevas achas. Do it that way, it's going to leave too much behind. Ra lo moicher v'yofel lekeach. It's bad for the seller and good for the buyer. On the other hand, you shouldn't go like really slow. V'lo yimchaik mat maat, because that sort of digs into the flour and that's bad for the buyer. Shara lo lekeach v'yofel lemoicher. Rather, Rashbam says do a quick swipe, but sort of, you know, medium speed. Al kulon. Now regarding all these sort of tricks, said Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai, I have a dilemma. Omar Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai, Oilim Omar, woe to me if I reveal these tricks, because then the Ramoyan, the liars, will go ahead and use them on their customers. Oilim Omar, but if I don't divulge, then I'm also not in the best position. You know why? He explains like this. Im Omar, if I divulge, Shema Yilmud HaRamoyan, maybe the Ramoyan will learn and implement these tricks. V'im Loy Omar, if I don't divulge, it might lend to a misconception. Shema Yomer Ramayin, the Ramayin will say, "Hey, Talmid Chachamim, Bikin B'Masiyudei." Nobody understands our tricks. The Chachamim are not aware of our tricks, and they will feel free to use it. So better to say it. Okay. So which way? What a dilemma. Say or don't say. Iboilus. The question was, Amra Olay Amra. Did he reveal or not? Amra Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Yep, he sure did. Amra. He revealed it. He taught it. You know why? Torah is MS. You can divert it if you want, but that's the pasuk. Ma'akra Amr was based on this pasuk. Ki yesharim darki Hashem, the ways of Hashem and Torah are just. Mitzadikim, if you choose to be a tzaddik, you apply it positively. Yelchabam, you learn it and you implement it and you learn to be honest and erlich. Upoishim yikosh lomomer, if you choose to be a pesheya, you take it, you misrepresent it, you misimplement it, you divert it, and you misconstrue it. So basically, we learn Torah, and it's up to you how to apply it. Tanu Rabbanan, leisasu ava b'mishpat. So the pasuk advises us, warns us against dishonesty in all terms of judgment, so to speak. Weights and measurements, b'mida when you measure, b'mishka when you weigh, b'mesura. This is also a form of measuring liquids. So the Gemara explains each one represents a different realm. B'mida. Zubedidas Karka comes to speak about it's a reference to measuring property. So basically, you have two brothers, right, dividing a property, inheritance. Be careful. Do it evenly. Do it fairly. As opposed to measuring one fellow's portion in the summer when the rope stretches more than the winter when it is constricted, which is unfair. So basically, do it both in the same season. Same, level playing field. But Mishkal, when it comes to accuracy and weights, we have the halacha shel yatman Mishkal eis b'melach. The buyer should not be dipping his weights into salt, which Tosfos says makes it lighter. So basically, that's not fair, because it's going to get you more. But Mesura means shel yartiach. When you sell liquids, be careful that the foam, that the bubbles, are not included in the measure. Now we learn a wonderful kavachemen from here. Look how careful the Torah is. Uma masura. What's the most that he can lose out in this small masura, which is shei echad mishloishim v'shisha b'log? It's 1/36th of a log, a teeny amount, a small shot glass, right? And hekpidal of Torah is concerned about the foam found inside that small measure, that he shouldn't lose out on that kavachemen certainly. How much more one needs to be careful when it's a bigger measurement, when it's a bigger amount, lehin, which is 12 lug, bechatzien, half a hin, a shlishes a hin, a third of a hin, urviyas a hin, velug, bechatzi lug, urviyas, bechatzi, tumen, vuchla, all these measurements, which are greater than the mesuras, certainly, of course, one should take care to fill them accurately. Amar vidam marav, here comes a great chiddush. Asur la adam sheyashe mida chaseira, o yaseira b'seich b'eisa, a person cannot even hold on to a inaccurate measuring cup in his home. Va'afilu hi avid shel memir agav, even though it's designated for bathroom use, doesn't matter, because it might just happen one day that he's looking for a measuring cup, and that he might end up using that and using it to conduct business. And amar papa le'amar, it's only a concern ela ba'asra, if you're living in a place the le'chasimi where the inspectors don't go around and stamp the equipment. So then he might end up using this. But if it's a place where they stamp the equipment, if the customer won't see the stamp, he won't use it. He won't allow the seller to use this. Says the Mor, even a place where they don't stamp it, it's only a concern if they don't go around inspecting. If they go around personally inspecting the equipment, less lamar, there's no concern, because once again, he's not going to use it. Veloy, he says, Dimor, it's incorrect. Zimnan de mikri ben ashmoshes. It can happen, it's right near Shabbos, he's in a rush, and he might not pay attention. Or mikri v'shakel, and the customer might not realize he's haphazard, he's in a rush, and allow the seller to use this inaccurate measure for his commerce. Tanya mihach, we find the same in a brayso. La yasha adam mida chaseira or yaseira b'seich beis, one should not hold on to a missing or a cup which is missing or has more than necessary. More than the official amount, he should not be keeping this in his house. Va'afilu he avid shamim raglaim, even if he's using it for washroom uses, as we explained. Aval oisahus, but the proper approach is to have proper measuring cups. You can have a sa'ah, which is a huge amount, which is 3 kav, v'tar kav, that's a joint word. Tar kav means tray, 2 kav, and a kav. So it's a total of 3, which is a half a sa'ah. V'chatzi tar kav, half of that much. V'kav, v'chatzi kav, all these are different types of measuring amounts. V'roivah, you can have it a quarter. V'tayman, v'chatzi tayman, v'uchla. All these are fine, the Rashbam explains. They're far enough apart from each other that they won't lead to confusion. V'kami uchla, how much is this? Uchla, echad mi'chamisha b'raviyah. It's 1/5. Of a quarter of a kav, which is a very small amount. So these were the standard measuring cup amounts which were instituted, which would be useful maintain fairness and accuracy and not cause confusion within the commerce industry. Okay, so we have the daf discussing Ehrlichkeit in terms of measuring and weighing. We spoke about doing the minig hamokim, whether it's machok or godesh. We spoke about the bracha that comes when a person deals honestly. We spoke about appointing inspectors to maintain accuracy in weights and measurements. Regarding price regulation, that was a machlekes. We spoke about weighing it all at once rather than incrementally to be fair to the seller. We spoke about the size and the configuration of the various scales. We discussed the material that you make the weights with, durable and sustainable. We spoke about Rechon Razakai, teaching us all these things based on the pasuk of Kisharim, Darki Hashem, Tzadikim Yesh Ilchubam, Amen, Ken Yiratzin. All the best to you, and Atzlacha Rabba.